AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tamir Rice's mother is not happy with the investigation into the shooting death in Cleveland by police of her 12-year-old son.
Since the senseless shooting of my son, Tamir Rice, I have had many, many sleepless nights and days. Almost a year now, no justice, no peace.
Samaria Rice would like to see a special prosecutor. Tamir Rice was shot and killed by police at a local park in Cleveland. He was carrying what turned out to be a pellet gun. Tensions are building in the Middle East, and President Obama is telling both sides to cool off.
I don't think we can wait for all the issues that exist between Israelis and Palestinians to be settled in order for us to try to tamp down the violence right now.
Palestinian medics say three Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in fighting between stone throwers and troops in several West Bank towns. Israeli UN Ambassador Danny Dannon says the Security Council needs to push the Palestinians to the negotiating table.
When you see radical forces full of hatred, don't ask for a reason or justifications. And the only way to avoid such movies that you have is direct negotiations.
Six people were rescued in Houston after the collapse of a scaffolding from a seven-story building that was under construction. The six workers were taken to hospitals. Their injuries are not considered life-threatening. Firefighters continue to search for more people possibly trapped under the twisted rubble. A judge in New York ordered a psychiatric evaluation for a woman charged with throwing her six-month-old daughter to her death from a sixth-floor window. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says Iran's recent ballistic missile test was a clear violation of United Nations sanctions. On Wall Street, stocks are now higher. The Dow is up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. Linda Welding had a ticket on U.S. Airways' last flight. Flight 1939. It left Philadelphia this morning.
It was very, very exciting. I didn't know this was the last flight. And I'm going to Charlotte to have a memorial for my brother.
The flight also stops in Phoenix and lands in San Francisco. U.S. Airways merged with American Airlines. Cedric Rockamore is vice president of hub operations at American.
Today is a celebration as we usher Flight 1939 into the new American Airlines.
Flight 1939 marks the year U.S. Airways started. The German Football Federation is denying allegations it used bribes to secure the 2006 World Cup. A report in the German magazine Der Spiegel says a slush fund of about $6 million was used to secure four votes to win the World Cup. FIFA says the allegations will be reviewed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.